Hey everybody, welcome to the All Things Fishing Podcast, a podcast where each week I talk about just that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 26th episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast this week, and this week's episode is what should you have in your tackle box for freshwater fishing. So, before you listen to this episode, this one's going to be quite a bit like the last one. What you should have in your tackle box for saltwater fishing. But there are a few different things. So just like in the last episode, the thing you should always have in your tackle box is lures. I definitely do not need to explain it this week. So, other things you absolutely need to have in your tackle box at all times is pliers, hooks, swivels, sinkers, extra line, and 10 flies, and about 35 lures. Again, just like last episode, for an exact list, I'll have an exact list of the lures I have in my freshwater tackle box at all times at the end of the episode. So, pliers, same reason for saltwater, hooks, hooks, swivels, and sinkers. You guys should probably know that already. Extra line is same reason as the last episode, except generally fish aren't going to be pulling all your line off. So that's a much shorter list. You need a lot fewer things for freshwater fishing. However, there are probably more things you can have that will make it easier. So here's a list of those things. So, extra reel is one. Scale, matches, carabiner, and emergency poncho. So, extra reel is just good because just like when you're saltwater fishing, same as the reason you want an extra reel when you're saltwater fishing. And scale, probably you're going to be releasing fish in freshwater more than you would in saltwater. So scale is just going to be nice to figure out how big that fish is. So matches are also good. If you want to light a fire, if you want to do something like that, Carabiner, the reason you're going to want that in your tackle box for freshwater fishing is the exact same as in saltwater fishing. So you're also going to want an emergency poncho. Same reason as for saltwater. Same amount of necessity. You don't for sure need it. I have one in my tackle bag right now, and I'm sure I'm going to use it sometime, and I know that when I use it, I'm going to be happy I have it. So, like I said, here's an exact list of the lures I have in my freshwater box at all times. Just like I said at the beginning of the episode, this is going to be pretty much the same as the lures I have in my saltwater box at all times, but there are a few differences that probably make a big difference. So, here's the list. Two spoons, 20 spinner baits, 9 jigs, 2 pencil baits, 1 buzz bait, 1 popper, 7 assorted soft plastic baits that I wouldn't have in when I'm saltwater fishing, because if you can catch sharks or bluefish, they're gonna tear up those soft plastic baits. So I also have 3 frogs that I wouldn't have in my saltwater box, and 5 jointed swim baits. So, that's the end of the episode for today. Pretty short episode this week. I'll see you next week.